Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go, continuing to talk about responsibility, and level three responsibility is today's topic. Most human beings who are responsible, they're known as being responsible, live at level three, where they are successfully navigating in their lives. They have likely commitments and a job and things that they can be counted on for. They are standing in their responsibility most of the time, and then at other times they're just taking responsibility. And what that means is they are stepping into a scenario and deciding, because they are connected with themselves and they are holding jobs of status, they'll say something like, I'll take responsibility for that. Meaning, even though I didn't do that, or even though I'm not fully responsible, I will take responsibility. You hear that on this level. And it's referring to the fact that they are not fully in responsibility, that they take it. It's like from the outside, they're taking it. And they're taking it for everyone because they really didn't do it. Okay? So at this level, this is a fairly high level where there's quite a bit of personal power being engaged with. But I want to get you to the top levels. I am most often a three or a four. And more I am in the four category. So I want to give you some strategies today that will support you in going from being a level three, which is quite high, up into the four. So when you find yourself taking responsibility, or if you aren't able to land the idea that you are responsible for the life you're creating on every level, here are some things you can do to continue to shift yourself up. Define your personal mission statement, you know, or create one that defines your values and your priorities and your purpose as a leader in this world. If you're in an organization, develop a vision for that, or the projects you're in, develop a vision for those. Set goals, specific, measurable, achievable, alignable goals, and stick to those. Because when you stand in complete responsibility, you do not waver from your structures at all. Prioritize. You know, determine what tasks and activities in your life are supporting you in achieving your highest level of expansion, and avoid being sidetracked by tasks, by to-dos. Stay focused on your mission, your vision, and then evaluate your progress regularly. You know, we do that with our quarterly goals. Regularly assess how you're doing, where you're going. Make sure that your arrow is heading to the bullseye. And celebrate. Celebrate the things that you, when you evaluate, celebrate the things you're doing really well. And take the things that aren't going so well, or the things that someone might call a failure that I don't call failures. Take those and create opportunities. What opportunities are lurking there in the elements that aren't going in the direction that you wished? So when you are at this high level of level three leadership, where you're navigating through life very successfully, but you want to go up to another level, develop a clear vision, set some goals, prioritize, move beyond just being where you are right there and become a creator, where you understand that you fully understand it, that you are the creator of your life. And you're not only influencing your life, but your actions can influence the lives and actions of others. Have a beautiful day.